This is the BBC.
Thursday's Scott Mills Daily starts now. Amber from Love Island takes our lie detector, but as you might expect from us, there is a slight twist. Also, some lads went down spoons last night to celebrate one of their birthdays and had all sorts delivered to their table thanks to an app. And why is the ex-Australian Prime Minister addicted to eating whole onions? I don't feel quite ready for today's show. Can anyone give me 5 minutes?
What do you want, a quick 5 minute break? I could take over for five.
Okay. No, I'm all right, actually. Hang on. I'm on.
BBC Radio 1. The threat of that kicked you into gear pretty quickly, didn't it?
Thanks for getting lunch today. Obviously, I got it on my card. Because for the last 2 days, I should say that... I've been like some of the older DJs used to be here at Radio 1 where they would expect to get their lunch paid for. It's just because I didn't have any money and you were going to the canteen or the place over the road to get the food. So you got it for the last 2 days. I appreciate that. But when I gave you my card today, we're outside. What in any way thought it was a good idea in your head to shout out my PIN number really loud?
Because you said to me, I'd move slightly further away from you, and far enough in, you sort of went, I'll text you my, like, and I knew what you meant, like, you meant PIN.
I love
and
it
I
also.
I just wanted to quickly check that, because I do know it.
No, but I love that you know my PIN. Head. Like, that's a trustworthy friend, right?
Yeah, or someone who's exploiting you massively.
Right.
Depending.
But you remembered it, which is incredible.
I did shout your PIN number across, and also... Rag and Bone was leaving the building, so there was all the paps sort of turned round.
So he was like, I was like, you know the PIN, right? And he shouts out, is it 5472? It's not that, by the way. And I was like, all right, keep it down, babes.
I was right with it.
You were right, which is impressive. Scott Mills. Coming up at 1:40 today, we have Amber Davis, the winner of Love Island. And she's used to this because it happened on the show. We're going to hook her up to a lie detector.
Great idea.
Find out what's really going on. But she's used to it, like I said. They did it on the show, didn't they?
Mm.
So 1:40 today, Amber, winner of Love Island, on a lie detector, which we're going to... we'll explain in a bit. It's a unique lie detector. Okay, I'm going to play some Rag and Bone Man from the live lounge. That was excellent earlier. Although, I felt like he was waving to me earlier, and I went... Hi, back. And then it was someone behind me. So that's awkward.
Oh, so you're worried he doesn't have a clue who you are?
Not at all. He doesn't. But like, there was someone right behind me. I turned around. They were also waving. So he must have known them.
He's probably worried you're going to give him some kind of singing lesson.
Yeah, that's
true. And was quick to avoid.
Danny Lawford Dumfries, what are you doing with your life? I always shout my PIN when I'm at the bank or card machine. It makes people think, wow, he's crazy. But they need the card to steal stuff. Don't go shouting out your PIN. That's weird.
That's a really stupid move.
Really silly.
I think.
I also do apologise because it appears I've just shouted out several people's PIN numbers just then to millions of listeners on Radio 1, including Jack.
Don't name them.
And Tam.
Why would you name them?
And Ian. They could be anyone.
Well, no, you're narrowing it down. Soon you'll be saying where they're from.
No, I'm not saying where they're from. Luke. Sorry, Luke. That was your PIN number there, wasn't it? Could be worse. Could have been the long number.
True.
Do you feel a sense of like power that you know my PIN number? Because a lot of my friends have it because I trust them.
Mm. I also think you give it out a bit too willy-nilly, which isn't good.
Yeah, protect I thought you might think that.
Protect your PIN.
If I knew yours, how would that make you feel?
No,
you wouldn't like that.
No, but there's no need for you to know my PIN.
Means you don't trust me, though. You know mine. I trust you.
Yeah.
You see? Trust.
I don't. I probably wouldn't feel that comfortable. I keep it to myself.
Right, okay. Yeah. You don't shout it out at cash.
I don't shout it out.
Don't do that. Scott Mills. We've got Amber from Love Island on the show. Hey, Amber.
Hi, guys.
But you're not here today. You were going to come and see us, but you've got another engagement, which is what?
Yeah, I'm in the Southampton Boat Show. I'm looking at all these gorgeous yachts.
Of course you are.
Making me very jealous.
I mean, what would you do? Radio 1, Southampton Boat Show. We're only getting paid, I guess.
Yeah.
Go with the money, Amber.
Go with the money, where the cash is leading.
I worked on that for years, you know, on a local radio station.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah. So that's why you're not here to see us today, because you're at the Southampton Boat Show.
Yeah, I wish I could be there.
Hey, I saw your thing where they confronted you about the spiders. That was horrible.
Oh my gosh, how awful.
Right.
Like, you build it so much bigger in your head. Like, they were so friendly. It was like a little hamster in the end.
What's happened here? I've missed this.
On Good Morning Britain.
Yeah, Good Morning Britain.
You know what? That show is going to do that a lot more with you, I think. It's going to be, you know, taking
what,
out...
putting Amber to a... like testing a limit.
Yeah. Out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Do you know, we've got something which is going to test you, but it's a lot easier today,
oh,
Amber.
Oh, gosh, go on.
No, it's all good. We do this thing on the show quite a lot. We've done it with loads of other celebs. You know, like they did like a lie detector when you were on Love Island?
Yeah.
Well, we've got one here, which it's amazing, right? It works on voice sensitivity. So it can tell, even though you're not with us today, whether you're telling the truth or not.
And
it just works on your voice. It's very clever.
So, I'm excited. Come on, then.
Amber, hold the line a second. All right. Okay, so as we've been saying, we are going to do a lie detector on Amber today. She can't hear this at the moment. She's hearing this music. She's on hold. But what she doesn't know is that there is no lie detector.
No.
That's completely made up. But she'll think there is one. So whatever she answers, I can decide whether it's true or not myself.
This is great.
I've got loads of like sound effects here, like this.
78% true. 15% true, 52% true.
Yeah, it all sounds official.
Yeah, I can play them anytime. So we're going to ask her some questions, but we are the ones deciding what's true or not.
Yes.
I just press one of these.
52% true.
But she'll think it's the lie detector and hopefully might stress her out a bit.
I think it's going to prang her out a little bit and hopefully we can get actually to the truth.
Okay, let's speak to her, right? Okay, she'll be able to hear us from now. Hi again, Amber.
Hello.
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah.
So what it's doing now is it's tracking your voice and it can just tell from like the rhythms of your, where you're speaking and science.
Okay.
So are you ready to give it a go?
I'm ready. Come on, let's do it.
Okay, here is Amber from Love Island, the lie detector. Okay, we're just starting up the machine.
Analyzing.
Say again?
Analyzing.
All right, okay.
I love this
analyzing it means. Okay, question one. Are you Amber Davis?
Yes.
98% true.
Yes.
Oh, yeah? See, it works well.
Kind of saying, God, this is hilarious.
It's kind of saying 2% not true on that, but you definitely are.
I am. I'm 100% Amber.
Yeah, but it can't be 100% correct because it's just working on voice.
It probably sounds a little bit nervy.
Okay. Next
question.
Amber.
Do you love Kem?
Yes.
93% true.
Yeah. Go on, Amber.
Yes. Oh.
I do. He's my little baby.
Do you like Caroline Flack?
Yes.
51% true.
Oh, 51%.
I mean, she did cause a lot of anxiety in the villa when she used to come in with her heels, and I look up to her still.
52% true.
it just goes off at random times, sorry.
Okay. Scott?
Since leaving the villa, have you had any naughty dreams about any other housemate?
No.
6% true.
6% true.
Amber.
Wait, what does that mean?
Means it's 94% lie.
No, absolutely not. Who? Who?
Well, I don't know.
You tell us.
Probably Liv out of everyone.
Just be honest and tell us.
Absolutely not. If it was anyone, it would be Liv.
Okay.
All right. Since leaving the villa, have any famouses tried to slide into your DMs?
No.
7% true.
Oh, come on then, tell us who it is.
No,
who is it?
Generally no one. Not, right. I haven't had a single soul.
Yeah, but I'm not being funny, but the lie detector is normally very accurate, as you've heard so
very,
far.
Very
so,
accurate.
So, I mean, it's coming out with quite a low result there, so you might as well just tell us.
Honestly, no, I actually haven't.
6% true.
Come on.
I think we should move on to the next question.
Just tell us anyone, just one person.
Right, next question.
Have you lied during this lie detector test?
No.
6% true.
Oh, I'm sorry. It must be some kind of error.
There is an error, honestly. I think there's you need to get some work done
all right,
over
we'll
there.
We'll check the machine, all right?
Yeah.
Real.
And do you know what? When you do come in and come see us, we can strap you up to the proper thing, you know?
By the way, you weren't linked up to anything at all. It's all a load of nonsense.
Oh, for God's sake. Yeah. I knew. No, but I do love Kem. That was 98% true.
Okay, good. Right, come and see us soon.
I will do.
Bye.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Mark from Bristol says, interesting that she moved on about Twitter DMs really quickly.
Yeah, I thought that was a bit shady, actually.
Well
shady is the wrong word, but I would have liked to dig down on that one, Scott.
A little bit, yeah. Oof, every year, even though I've never been a fresher because I've never been to university, I feel like I do get the bout of the freshers' flu. And it's coming.
Oh, it's not there yet, surely.
A little bit. Hello, Leanna and Emily, who were at Cameo in Bournemouth where I was last night. Bournemouth freshers absolutely loved it last night.
BOMO.
In BOMO. Did you get FOMO because you weren't in BOMO? Or?
No, because I was in Chai Yar at Chichester Uni.
Oh, Chai.
My night went mad. I was playing all sorts. It was one of those.
Right.
It's good fun, though.
Silent disco.
It's just like massive silent disco. It was awesome.
Yeah, so it was good last night. Thank you, Bournemouth freshers.
Freshers goes on.
It's on.
It's proper on.
I'll be seeing you in Bangor, North Wales on Sunday. Yes.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
A few nerd alerts here, actually, which I need to clear up. Otherwise, they'll just tell Greg. They'll tell on us. Like Nick and George, can you stop saying, when you were talking about giving up your PIN number, please, can you stop saying PIN number? It's a pet hate. You are, of course, correct, because the N in PIN does, in fact, stand for number.
Oh, okay, so you're saying number twice.
You wouldn't say PIN number. Yeah, I'm saying PIN number number. Mm. So, okay, I'll just say PIN in future. Noted. Also, Stephen from Bournemouth says, can you not? No one in Bournemouth has ever called it BOMO. All right. Okay, I hear you. And that's the last time we'll do it. This is a bit weird. I think it's because I'm from the coast in the first place. After I play a DJ set in somewhere coastal, I always ask to go to the beach afterwards.
Mm.
And the person with me finds that quite weird. Like 2:30 this morning, I was like, let's go to the beach on the way back.
Well, what did you do? Just pull up?
2:30? No, we didn't go. He didn't let me.
Skinny dip?
No, we didn't. But I really wanted to.
One. Scott Mills.
Okay, I've got a bit of a slight show and tell for you here, right?
Go on, Em.
One of my friends who is living in Australia at the moment told me about this yesterday. So the ex-Prime Minister of Australia is called Tony Abbott. And I didn't hear about this at the time, but in 2015, it's quite a famous story in Australia, he's just doing some kind of prime ministerial duty, like going around like an onion farm or something, you know, like you do, agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually literally bites into a raw onion, like wraps his mouth around the onion and just chomps away at it like it's an apple. And it was big in Australia at the time.
But that can't have been pleasant for him.
Right. That's got to burn, right?
I would have thought so.
Burning white flesh of onion. Because they're layered as well, aren't they? Imagine that.
But that's what he's into then, is it?
Is he midnight snacking on that? Coming back to his wife? Oh, sorry about the onion breath, love. Right, I've actually found a news report from this at the time.
Tony Abbott has talked about why he bit into a raw onion last week. Vision of the Prime Minister eating the vegetable, complete with skin, has been shown in Australia and abroad. Speaking to radio station 2SM this morning, Mr Abbott offered this explanation.
I thought it was very important that I should show my support for the great products that the Tasmanian agricultural industry produces. And, you know, I enjoy onions. I normally have them cooked on the barbecue, but I enjoy onions.
The industry group Onions Australia is trying to cash in on the publicity. It'll deliver the PM a basket of onions, a list of onion recipes,
good,
and a cooked meal featuring onions to promote its campaign to get shoppers to buy local, not imported.
Right, so he was Prime Minister at the time, not Prime Minister now. And that was, 2 years ago. He's done it again.
He's on the onion again.
He's back on the onions. What is he doing? It's not an apple.
Why is he back on the onions? Explain.
He was at some press conference in Tasmania. My friend was telling me about this last night.
He's taken a bite out of another onion.
In public again, has taken another bite out of another raw onion.
It's very odd, this.
What are you doing?
He says it's to show support, right?
You don't eat it like it's an apple. An onion.
No, but you don't need to show support by eating it there and then. It's like I'm into sausages. Right, but I wouldn't take a bite out of a raw sausage to show support.
You start licking them raw, are you?
No.
Especially not in public. Not very prime ministerial either. Weird.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Oh no, the lemon lickers have been on. I didn't quite catch what you said about them. What did you say?
I just said the lemon lickers are like the onion munchers out there.
What, people just lick the lemon?
It's just like, don't really do it, do you? Generally.
People are claiming that they eat onions like apples, and I think that's very strange.
Scott Mills.
Emily is 25 and she's a dog walker. Hi, hon.
Hi.
Here's the thing, Chris.
Go on.
She's not just a dog walker. She walks 15 dogs a day.
Whoa. How do you manage that?
Patience.
But
all I can say. And lots of poo bags.
Right, and you don't... Yeah, so that's nice.
Bags,
you don't walk them all at once, though, do you?
No, the most I can do is six, legally. So sometimes six, but it can be stressful.
So you walk six, take them back, walk the next six. Guys, it must be chaos.
Yeah. Yeah, and today it's like chucking it down, so I'm absolutely soaked.
Right, so you've got to do them in batches.
Yeah.
I've got to tell you, the lady that took your call today, who's working on the show, Mairead, was so excited about the fact that you you walked the dogs in batches. Did you hear her excitement come across on the phone?
A little bit.
She was like, "Oh my god, that's unreal."
She was absolutely. She came in to say who was on the phone. She was like,
"Scott, you never guess what."
I can't do the accent, but I can't wait to tell you this.
This is so random. I love it.
It's really random, but there's loads of us. There's loads of dog walks around.
She's genuinely excited. You're her favourite caller ever. Okay, here's what I've got for you today. Stars of Greg's show yesterday. Foo Fighters, The Pretender.
Good choice.
Banger.
Lively. All right, you can have that. Or my banger choice today is this. It's Voodoo People, Prodigy, The Pendulum Remix. Good bangers choices today. This could be Litty.
Oh, God.
No one says that anymore.
No.
Rubbish.
Just thinking, right? Just thinking, Emily, before you make your choice.
Go on.
You must do all the steps. I hope you've got one of them things on your wrist.
Oh, I do the steps. I once did 42,000 in a day.
Yeah, I knew it.
You know when you got six dogs on, are they basically taking you for a walk?
Some of them. I've got some like massive ones, which literally dragged me down
like
the road. So I had them this morning, my wolves. And the owner actually went across and bought me a hoodie which said, "Who's walking who on it?" So now... Oh, well, that was terrible to walk them and everyone could just laugh.
I was in a pub the other day. That's no surprise in itself. But there was like literally a wolf in there. That's not a dog.
But as a dog walker, do you charge more if you're, say, given what is basically a small horse?
They're massive.
Than, say, the real little ones?
Miniature or huge. They were the same.
So same price whether it's like a little... same price if it's a little dog in a bag than if it's a wolf.
Although, to be honest, the little dogs in the bag, they act like wolves. Right. They're the evil ones.
Anyway, I sidetracked. What are you going to pick? Yeah.
Well, I can't lie. I was hoping for a little bit of Gaga, a little bit of Yacht Queen.
I went a bit rock for you today, sorry.
I thought you were going to pull me something out of the bag, but I saw Foo Fighters at Glastonbury. And so I did enjoy.
Yeah, you enjoyed, but you've sort of done that.
But I also saw Prodigy at Leeds Festival ages ago, and I think I enjoyed them a little bit more.
Oh.
So I can't believe it, because Scott, I always go for you, but Chris has won.
Go on, 2-2.
Plenty of bass face going around. Some people have broken their speakers. Have you actually, though? We get loads of those. Oh, I've broken the speakers in my van. Have you, though?
Forgot the bass was on max in my car. Thought it was going to take off. That's Callum in Banbury.
Didn't know, did it?
Someone else? Need a change of underwear after that bass kicked in?
No, you don't know, do you? It's just something to say. You're just filling the space there.
I don't believe that particular message.
No. Jaden Oxford dancing to that track. Unreal bangers today. Hard to call. I've got to say, I don't know which one I would have chosen because they're both brilliant tracks.
Yeah, totally. And it sets up the week nicely. 2-2.
Voodoo people wins today.
Voodoo people.
Wins today's bangers. BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Where it begins.
Me and Chris saw something brilliant last night on Twitter. We kind of watched this story unfold, didn't we? And we were like messaging each other going, this is amazing.
Yeah, we really wanted to get these guys on.
So we have, hello, Nick.
Hello.
You're right?
Hello. Yes, thank you. How are you guys?
Yeah, you provided us with so much entertainment last night.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We didn't expect it at all to happen.
No, I know, but that's the beauty of it, I think. So, Nick, it was your birthday yesterday, right?
Yeah, it was. It was my 20th, and we just thought we'd go to Wetherspoons because we realised that they were dropping the prices by 7.5%. So we thought, oh, it's coincidentally on the same day.
Let me stop you there, because this has gone viral, this whole story. It sounds like you've already got some kind of ropey tie-in with the pub. Well, Sounded like an advert.
No, it does sound like an advert, but honestly, this was all just us. Like, we have no affiliations whatsoever. We just wanted to take advantage of the cheap beverages.
Fair play. Yeah. So you're in the pub with your mates, it's all good, and then your friend Rory comes up with a great idea, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does, he does.
Okay. Listen, I've got Rory on the line now. Rory.
Hi there.
What was your great idea then?
Well, basically, I've kind of got quite a lot of followers on Twitter.
Get you.
And I don't know how that happened. So the pub happens to have an app where you can kind of order without leaving the table and you can pay from your seat. So I thought, well, I'll just put out a little people asking, hey, send Nick some birthday drinks.
Hang on a second. I've never heard of this. There's an app where you can order the drinks on it.
Yeah. So, you know, in the olden days where if you wanted to send someone a drink, you know, you spy someone down the bottom of the bar, you'd have to get the barman.
Bartender.
Bartender, send that lady a...
two drinks over there, please.
Yeah. Right. Well, now there's an app that you can use in some pubs that allows you to do that through the app.
Okay.
But the wonderful thing about this is it then means that you don't necessarily need to be in the pub to send someone a drink. You could be on the other side of the world.
This is genius.
It's great. And these boys took full advantage of that for Nick's birthday, right, Rory?
Yeah, I was hoping people might get in the birthday spirit a little bit. And,
yeah, I've got to say, that's a really nice idea, Rory. Like, you know, everyone chipping him and buying him drinks on the app. But it kind of escalated a little bit. It kind of didn't go to plan, did it?
Well, not quite.
Right, Nick, what was the first thing you got sent?
The first thing we got sent was a bottle of non-alcoholic beer. Which, you know, we were thinking more alcohol-type things, but obviously, you know, we appreciated the gesture.
But you must have thought that was weird, right? Because that was the tip of the iceberg. Then it all started arriving.
Yeah, that was sort of, you know, the straw that broke the camel's back almost, because after that, the milk just came flooding in and all sorts of the other stuff.
Right, so the next thing was milk?
Yeah, I think so. I believe the next thing was just some milk, just a single glass of milk, which... It was a bit weird. You know, it's not what your average person drinks in a pub.
No, if milk turns up, I'd be like, what?
From a pub.
Right, okay, so the milk and the non-alcoholic beer, did that come from someone in the pub or just someone in the world?
I think just someone in the world is what my understanding of it is, really.
Yes, because this is what happened, Nick, and this is why we wanted to speak to you, is this tweet had gone out, but then suddenly this tweet was going all over the place, so people all over the world were sort of chipping in with drinks, Scott.
This is a classic thing of someone seeing it on Twitter and be like, I'm going to do that as well.
Nick, what else turned up?
I got some ice cream. Mm-hmm. I think the most weird thing I got was from some people I think who were at Sheffield Hallam University. So they were sort of local, but obviously they were still random strangers that we'd never met. And they ordered a plate of peas.
Plate of peas.
They said, the ice cream looked a bit bland. So they ordered me a plate of peas with some chip shop curry sauce, barbecue sauce, and some blue cheese-like sauce-less dressing.
Do you know, this is exactly what Twitter was made for.
it just exploded. Like, we had no idea. It just started off as a joke.
That's amazing.
I think the best thing you got, and it's in a picture together, the fruit shoot, the milk, and some crispy onions.
Yeah, the crispy onions. I didn't even know they were a thing. And then I think the tweet was something like, name a more iconic trio.
I don't
know how out there that order was.
This is so
great,
good.
Isn't it? Oh, what a night. And do you know what I love as well? It's just a Wednesday night. What a great Wednesday night. I think you won last night.
Yeah. Right, listen, that was an incredible night for you. Happy birthday for yesterday, Nick.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And Rory, thank you for being on as well. You owned Twitter last night.
Oh, no,
we'll
do it again.
Thank you.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Do you know, over the last 24 hours, I've had so many nice messages from just people here at Radio 1 and friends and people I know, and also loads of people on social media saying how much they enjoyed the George Ezra singing lesson yesterday.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, he really went for it as well, thanks to your expert coaching.
Well, I just bark instructions at them relating to the song, and it seems to work. I get just that little extra inch out of them, you know?
Mm.
That's on BBC Radio iPlayer app. And also, remember, you can take Radio 1 with you wherever you go. Doesn't have to start once you get out of the car or once you finish work. Get us on your phone. It's a free app, BBC Radio iPlayer app. You can listen live on there to Radio 1 whenever you want. You will not miss a thing. Like tomorrow, use the app to get the Jay-Z Live Lounge at 12. 12 midday tomorrow. You know, I wasn't want to get your stories from you, like that one we just had about the guys who were in the pub last night and started getting random drinks and peas and stuff off the app. These are what makes the show. So anything eventful that's happened to you or your family or mates lately, especially I want to hear from you freshers, because there will be stuff happening this week that you need to tell me about. get it down and send it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I've only just seen this one, but seen this story from a guy who, well, he was seeing this girl for a while, then completely ghosted her. Now what she does is she gives his number to every single guy she's not interested in any bar or club.
Aww.
I mean, well played.
Not sure about that.
Any more like that? Scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Let us know.
Scott Mills.
Wolf Alice coming next. They were on the show earlier in the week. Theo and Joel presented us with three facts about the band, but one of them was fake. A bit like that Would I Lie to You show on TV. Well, in fact, exactly the same as that. And we had to work out which one was fake. One of the facts that they told us was that Joff from the band used to be an ice cream man. He used to work on the ice cream van. And then the boys called you out on ice cream van tunes.
The songs going out of the ice cream van, were they what you'd expect?
We wouldn't know.
Green sleeves and stuff.
We didn't know.
Green sleeves?
What ice cream van did you hear green sleeves from?
Oh, sorry, it was in this century, by the way. Yeah,
what? It was in Cornwall in 1066.
This is Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
I'm thinking a possible game involving the freshers on tomorrow's show, Cos Friday. If you've just moved into your uni and you reckon as well as you, your parents back at home might be up for being on the show, it's really just fun. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. So I need you and your parents back home. Put a number on it so I can call you. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Also on tomorrow's show, another Instant Dragon's Den. You get to pitch more of your ideas and inventions to Deborah Meaden when she's at her house.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 o'clock for the last show of the week on BBC Radio 1. If you're not in your car or at work or at home, take us with you on the BBC Radio iPlayer app. Get it on your phone. Scott Mills. BBC Radio.